Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and we're going to bring Mike Wood in here. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. Before we talk about the Graffiti Bridge incident, I am going to do what I always recommend we do, which is I'm going to actually look at the evidence. So I'm going to play the 20 or so seconds worth of the interaction where the man was started off, shaking his aerosol can to do spray paint. And then he walks up to the bridge. People are going to tell him, hey, what are you doing? And then a scuffle of sorts entails. I want to just so people know what the evidence is.
Whoa. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. It doesn't matter. You can't touch me. Everybody's got a right to paint it. You can't. Whoa. You can't touch me. Don't touch me.
All right. So that's what happened. You guys issued, two warrants for two men, both of whom are now in custody. Is that right?
Yes.
One was for hitting and elbowing him when he was on the ground. The other was for drawing that, pepper spray, bear spray, something like that, and then spraying it at him at a distance, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And the reason people are asking why are there felony charges, and let me explain that really quick. Both of these individuals have been charged in the past with several counts of battery. So when you do that and you get charged again, that can be enhanced up to a felony. So that's why those two were charged with felonies.
Okay, so if it for either of them, if this had been their first offense, it might have been only a misdemeanor. But because they have priors, that's the enhancement. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. When I watch this video, first of all, when I see that, he's yelling, don't touch me. And that's correct, right? I mean, there's no justification for touching, which is battery, in this situation, right?
That's correct. I mean, everybody knows Graffiti Bridge and a mural will last maybe an hour at best. But you can't put your hands on people. It's against the law. So he's right there. But having said that, there was a vigil being held. This mural was completed. It just wasn't the smartest thing to do to go and do what he did at the time that he did it. And it upset people, and we understand that. But you still can't put your hands on folks. And that's why the officers are down there monitoring situations when that happens. But when people start putting their hands on each other or throwing things or jumping on cars, that's when we must step in and do our jobs.
And I totally all of that I agree with. It was terrible judgment. It was a stupid thing to do. The one question that's come up in kind of conversation with people about this is, was there any consideration of charging him with disturbing the peace or of something akin to a fighting words violation? Because, look, if I call you a racial slur to your face and you punch me, we're both going to jail. I can't batter you with my words in that particular circumstance. You also can't batter me with your fists in response. We're both wrong. And was there a question at all about whether he might get charged in this case?
No, he didn't. He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, it's Graffiti Bridge, going up there and painting on it is what his intent was. It's his intention also was to rile people up. We get that. But it's been like that for years and years down there. And when words are one thing, when you use your words, that's one thing. But when you start being physical and using your hands, that's something else. So there's a line drawn there. And these two individuals crossed it.
And just to put no fine point on it whatsoever, but a very, very blunt point, the people who paint over Graffiti Bridge from one moment to the next, sometimes it's profanity, sometimes it's vulgar, sometimes it's offensive, sometimes it's beautiful and uplifting, and the city and PPD is not going to get into the content assessment business. Whoever wants to paint it can paint it, period, end of story, right? Oh, hey, Mike, your phone is sketching out on me here. Hey, can you try again? Your phone just completely sketched out on me. Try it again. No, it's not working. Dang it. All right, I'll tell you what. We need to do a real quick break. So, hang on. We'll see if we can't get you a better connection here in just a second. We're going to try one more time with Mike and just make hopefully we have a good connection. Mike, you still there, buddy?
I'm here.
All right, let's try again. So I was saying PPD is not going to get in the business of enforcing content. You can paint whatever you want to paint. There just aren't limits. That's the way this thing has always been. That's the way it's always going to be, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, anytime something vulgar is put up there, we've seen in the past that it's covered up very quickly by somebody else, so it hasn't been a big issue.
Exactly. It's the community does what the community does with this really interesting space. Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the open carry, because, you know, you and I have talked, before a lot about this, and obviously, we had a little bit of time to react to this last Thursday, but not a lot. My first question for you is, because I know you guys were still forming a view, and the question I had is, you are allowing open carry with the same restrictions as concealed carry in terms of place, right? No bars, no schools, no airport.
That's correct.
Okay. Airport, right? That's an important one. No airport.
Yeah, that's a new one. We want to make sure people understand that you cannot carry concealed, open, or otherwise in the airport anywhere in any building. So if that happens, an officer will approach you and let you know that you can't have it in there and ask you to go back and put it in the car or just return to your car. They're not going to arrest you right off the bat. So people may not understand, but you will be warned. But if it happens a second time, then the arrest must be made. So don't bring the guns into the airport.
Very good. Important note. What about, and I thought there was maybe a disagreement between the city and the county on this, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds who are allowed to possess, they are not allowed to concealed carry, but what are you guys doing with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds open carrying? Mike? We never have trouble with Mike's phone. This is so weird. Go ahead, Mike. Try it again. What are you doing with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds open carry?
21 years old. Again, we're going to make sure everybody is warned about the law and that you have to be 21 years old.
Okay. So you guys are enforcing it's a ban to carry in any way if you're 18, 19, or 20, unless there are some very specific exceptions to this having to do with, like, hunting rifles on your way or, things like that. But generally speaking, that's the enforcement mechanism. What about like tasers? I have had people ask me about other weapons. Oh, well, we have bear spray. I mean, we had a bear spray incident at the graffiti bridge. What are the rules there?
Well, tasers are legal to buy and carry and use in Florida, with the minimum age to purchase being 18 years old. No background check is needed. But convicted felons are still prohibited from possessing those.
Okay. Bear spray, pepper spray, less lethal methods?
Same thing.
Okay. And by the way, we didn't talk about it, but I thought one of the things with the graffiti bridge incident is at the time when the guy drew the pepper spray or bear spray or whatever it was, he was, 6-8 feet away from the person. I mean, that's not even remotely a threat that would justify an action, right?
Yeah, you can clearly see that this person was not posing a threat. The person with the pepper spray was the aggressor. So there's a distinct difference there. If it was the other way around, we understand you can use pepper spray for self-defense if someone is approaching you, but it was the opposite with this individual.
Very good. And I just wanted to, because when I saw it on the video, I'm like, oh, I know exactly what's going on here. That's illegal. you cannot do that. One thing I wanted to ask, just how prevalent has open carry been? Have you guys even had any reports? I know John says in Santa Rosa County, every other person's open carrying. I open carried for the first time yesterday, and I haven't seen anybody other than me do it. How prevalent have you guys been seeing it?
It hasn't been. Okay. It hasn't been a big issue so far.
All right. And which, kind of interesting. I thought there'd be more of it, frankly. Anything else you want us to know either about the law change, the airport, open carry, graffiti bridge that I failed to ask?
No, I think we covered just about everything. It's okay. been a busy week.
It has been. Yeah. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Well, that's what it was. We kind of got to it early. It was about the tasers and that people can carry those as long as they're not a convicted felon. There's a lot of people that wonder, can I do that? I want something for self-protection. The question's been asked since the open carry came out. There's a lot of people that still do not want to carry guns. They're a little intimidated by them, and they're asking, well, how else can I protect myself So the tasers, the pepper spray is a way you can do it. There's a civilian version of the taser that's very nice. That's actually when you fire it, the taser reacts longer than the police version does. So it gives you time to drop that taser and run. So they're out there, they're legal, and we encourage people that don't want to carry firearms to get something like that to protect themselves.
Oh, so it keeps delivering the charge even after you've let go of the trigger? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so I think ours is 5 seconds, a 5 second burst, and the civilian version is maybe 10. I mean, It gives you time to, once those probes hit the person, that you can drop that taser and it's delivering that charge. So, and some of these companies, once you do that, if you lose that taser, obviously you may publish it away. Okay. Just file a police report and they'll replace that free of charge.
Huh, interesting. 10 seconds is a long time on a taser. That's an eternity on a taser. Wow. All right. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for PPD. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for clarifying everything that you do and for helping keep us safe, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.